And once again, this is The Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. How you doing today, Your Eminence?
I'm alive and kicking.
And kicking. Be careful.
Of kicking?
Yeah.
Or being alive?
No, kicking.
Okay.
The alive part's good, I'm glad, because that helps the show.
It does. I'm glad you noticed that. That's always a plus.
You know, and I don't mind being kicked.
You don't?
No.
Do you mind being licked?
Yes.
Okay, I don't mind that either. I let my dog do it to me all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Front or back?
Wherever I put the peanut butter.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm. It's a free form thing.
It's just lathered all over, right?
I did. I think I told you this. That one time, I thought my wife was introducing something new to the bedroom.
Yeah, I don't recall this conversation at all.
Yeah, well, I
Oh yes, I do.
We'd had the dog for a little bit, but I was performing my husbandly duties.
Okay.
And she proceeded to put an ice cube in my nether region.
Really?
Yeah, except there wasn't an ice cube. It was my dog's nose. And it made me shoot forward. And she, I think it excited her. She was like, whoa.
Wow.
You haven't been that powerful in a long time.
Wow.
But it was my dog's nose.
So it was a bit...
Yeah. I was like, what the hell are you doing?
And Lila went...
I don't know. She just, I guess she was smelling for some little nugget or something. I don't know what she was doing. Yeah, cold, wet nose. In the heat of passion.
Man, it's all the things that will go through my mind the day I die. That's probably going to be one of them.
Awesome.
Yeah. For you, maybe.
So I'm going to... See, I think your dog can't jump up out of your bed.
He can't.
And mine can.
Oh.
So I guess what you need to do is next time you're doing that, just bring your dog up in bed with you.
Yeah, maybe.
I could see by your face that that's a big no.
Yeah, I'm not a real big fan of...
bestiality?
So it's just to have my dog watch. Because I know what he's thinking.
Interesting.
You're doing it all wrong.
You're doing it in human style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should try it our way. And I think to myself.
Interesting.
He's kind of small.
He is small. He might get
but
lost in there.
He can jump 4 feet in the air, but he can't jump 2 feet under my bed. Yeah.
He might get lost in there.
He doesn't like me, so.
Oh, my dog loves me.
Yeah, mine hates me.
Mine follows me wherever I go.
Mine avoids me.
Oh, interesting.
I come in the room, he's like, everybody else comes into my house, he comes in the front door. Rah, 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 rah. I need to say hi to you. I need to make sure you're okay. I come in the front door, he's like, screw you.
Or he's just happy. He's happy to see you.
No, he's not.
He's probably got a big grin. You're not even looking at his face.
I would, but I get his butt.
That's one dog presenting to another dog. So the passive dog.
Don't try to make me feel good.
The passive dog is responding to the big dog. You're the alpha.
I'm the alpha
male. And it's presenting, here, look at my butt. So what you need to do next time you come in the door, get on all fours and start sniffing your dog's butt, and your dog will respect you like you've never been respected before.
I don't know if I want that kind of respect.
Okay, after two or three times, it gets really easy.
So okay.
My dog's okay with it now.
Gotcha.
I'm okay with it.
All right.
My wife's used to me opening the front door, and I just start... And then I'm good. My dog's good. Everybody's good. Everybody's happy once the respect has been paid.
Got it. Okay.
You know, sometimes it was a little hard at the beginning when I kept on having to turn around. But after a while, you know, I think we came to an understanding.
See that going around in circles for a bit would make me dizzy, and then I'd probably fall over.
Yeah, but since you're so much bigger,
yeah,
you can lay on your back, and your dog can just sit on your face. or back up into you. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, just thoughts that I have and actions that I've done.
Okay.
I'm the dog's friend. I'm man's best friend. I'm dog's best friend.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Now that my daughter has a dog.
Oh yeah.
A bigger one. I've had to master her too.
Oh.
Yeah.
So everybody knows who the alpha male is.
They all know the alpha.
Okay.
So after a little bit of sniffing, we can all go our own way.
But where do you usually go?
It depends. Sometimes out to the doghouse in the backyard and I lay down. Sometimes I go curl up on the cool linoleum floor.
Where do you mark your territory?
You know what? That's a little extreme. I don't know why you. What's wrong with you?
A lot.
You're going. I'm talking something wholesome and loving, and you go straight to peeing in the house. I don't understand you.
Most don't. Yeah. I'm okay with that. Keep everybody guessing.
Keep everyone disgusted. Everything I talk about is normal. Then you bring up marking your territory. Hello, we were talking good, wholesome dog-man interaction.
Right?
You call it butt sniffing. I call it dominance portraying.
Okay, I see. So from your end, you're discussing hierarchies.
And from your end, you're all you're thinking of is just peeing in the corner.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's not my style.
I have a special corner.
I do too. It's called the toilet.
My kids used to use the wall. And it's a round corner. My kids used to come out of their room and use the wall.
Nice. Hey, yeah. Why is this wall yellow? Why is it wet? Why is the plaster dripping?
Yeah. It was like, oh, wow. Way to go, guys.
Nice. Yeah, I've always gone to the bathroom. Except for one time when I couldn't. Then I went in the sink.
Oh, at least that's great water area.
It went somewhere. It went down.
Seeing my wife, she'd be all like, what?
Yeah.
Now I got to clean the sink out.
If I didn't tell you, would you have known?
That's kind of my point.
Yeah, I do go in the shower a lot. Yeah, I'm in there. I might as well just go.
I don't anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, cool, because I got to sit in the shower now and...
Yeah, I don't do it in the bathtub.
Well, I guess that's where you drink your own, so I can't see why you wouldn't want to bathe in it.
Yeah, well, I will say I have done it when it's the bathroom's draining and I'm drying off.
Gotcha.
I got to go a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially if I sat there in the hot tub and had a drink.
Yeah, that would probably loosen everything.
Oh, it's really
up.
Hot. See, and this is, my wife does not understand this. She thinks I'm a weirdo. It's hot. It's 100 degrees, and I want to take a bath, a hot bath, and soak my tired muscles, and then have a nice cold beverage. She's like, I don't want to get in the hot. Well, she doesn't take a hot shower. I want to take a hot shower. She doesn't want to sleep under the blankets. I want to sleep under the blankets. I don't know. I'm weird.
I'm not a big blanket guy.
I love the blankets. The more...
If I'm chilly, yeah, but other than that,
Well, I'm always chilly.
Are you really?
It seems like it. Except for when people lay next to me and then they call me a furnace.
Well, that'd be why then.
But I don't know. I always have to have blankets on me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, the lighter, the better.
The more, the merrier.
Really?
For me, yeah.
Wow. See, I don't like, well, I've never liked the heat a lot.
And
so,
I don't like being cold.
Oh, I don't like being cold either. I need to be the right temperature.
Oh, that's why.
And I've come to the conclusion that my number is 71.
Degrees?
Yes.
How do you come about that?
Set my thermostat.
But it gets too cold when you're so you set it at 71. Do you sleep with no blankets at all? Because it's
That's correct.
And I would be freezing my ass off.
Really?
And I would have At least one blanket, if not more.
Wow.
Yeah, and not a light blanket.
Like a heavy comforter.
Yes,
down,
yeah. Yes.
So, a duvet.
And it would be over me, and my pillow would be on my head, and one pillow underneath me, and I would be nice and warm.
So when you die, are you going to be like...
I don't care. When I die, I don't care how cold or warm it is. Yeah, it's not like I'm going to be... They're going to open that door, and then I'm just going to sit up and say, hey, it's freaking cold in here. Warm it up, bitch. It's not like that's going to happen. I'll be dead.
Yeah, and you won't care, right?
Yeah, but I would... This is probably not a good thing to say. I want to be a ghost so bad.
Really?
Yeah, I'd love to be a ghost and just haunt people. Oh, that would be awesome. That would be right up there with being a tiger or a great white shark.
Now, would you find that to be something so you could scare people? Or are you going to be more of a Casper-ish?
No, I want to be Casper. Okay. I would be more Poltergeist.
You want to do...
I would just do things.
The horror things, yeah.
Move stuff around the house. Wait, where's the keys? they're close by where they were, but somehow they moved. Somehow they fell.
Yeah,
behind the refrigerator, and then after a few days, I'll bring them out.
I'll move them to the cupboard.
Yeah,
and then to the coffee table.
And so, yeah, I would want to do things like that.
Okay,
I could be Casper-y too.
I would do it in a friendly manner, right?
I would just be...
I'd still mess with them, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, it would be... them walking across the lawn.
Yeah.
And then the sprinklers come on.
Oh. Okay.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, gotcha.
Where... What the... They're, and I guess the ultimate would be if I got them to move.
That would be something.
Yeah. No, my two animals, I'd want to be a tiger or a great white.
Really?
Yeah, because a great white, I would make Jaws look like a minnow. I would eat human. I would just go after, because I know, I can swim away. I'm going down. You know, I'll go 3 miles up the coast.
Yeah,
you're not expecting me over there, ha ha ha.
They're tastier up there too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So I could totally see me being a horrible shark or a good shark. I don't know how you rate them.
Yeah.
Oh, look at all these surfers.
And you'd be a terrible shark.
Oh well.
But you're a shark buddy. You'd be the great shark. I'd be the great white shark.
I'd be the king cow of shark.
You would be.
The sharks would call me His Eminence.
His Eminence is coming. His Eminence is coming.
Hey, come on, guys. I'm going to get us a meal. And so I'll start chumming the waters with humans.
Oh, man.
And then that's when I make my escape and everyone else freaks out.
Yeah, and then everybody's psycho.
They're like, well, sharks. I thought it was a different shark, but all these other sharks are here, so it must have been them.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
And then a tiger, I would be the same way. I would be like... Whole. I'm going to take out Mowgli.
Mowgli.
But he was like a Black Panther. But Shere Khan. Oh, was Shere Khan a tiger? Shere Khan was a tiger.
Yeah, he was
the
tiger.
I'd be like Shere Khan, but I wouldn't let Mowgli tie a firebrand to my tail.
Yeah, you carry.
I'd be a little smarter than that.
Yeah, I would be. Well, I probably wouldn't be.
Well, I would.
I'd like to think I would, but.
Okay, because then I'd take my tail and just start whipping it at him.
Yeah.
And burn that little bugger.
Yeah, really? I would cook my meat.
Yeah. It's my story, my Jungle Book goes way different.
Yes.
Wow. I'm a horrible person. I just realized that as we were talking this whole time.
That's okay.
That I'm horrible? I'm glad you're okay with it.
Yeah, I am.
I'm surprised I made it this far.
I'm not much better. Well, not a lot better, but...
Okay, thanks. Thanks for putting me down.
You're welcome.
In that backhanded... No, it wasn't backhanded. It was forehanded way.
It was definitely a forehand.
Whoa.
Service ace.
Well, are you ready to listen to some music?
I am.
Okay, I'm going to play... I'm fairly certain you're going to know the song.
Okay.
I could see you not knowing who it is.
Okay.
So, are you ready?
Yes, I am ready. I have girded my loin.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. It's truly a dream.
Can't get the Temptations out of my head.
Do you know that song?
Yes.
Oh, that is the Temptations.
That's what I thought.
I love the Temptations.
Do you?
So, this is 1973 album.
Gotcha.
Six sides, three albums.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's called Anthology.
Got it. Okay.
I bought it. I know I bought it later, but. Yeah, it's got a lot of stuff on it.
Yeah, three albums worth. Yeah, I should think so.
I loved their sound.
And yeah, they put out a really kind of really cool.
So you can look. This is what the album cover looks like when right. you want to do the
pull
thing.
It up, yeah,
yeah, because it's got a book in here.
Okay.
10th anniversary album, and it's got all sorts of pictures and stuff.
This is from what year?
So this came out in 73, this album.
Got it. Okay.
So there's probably about a six, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, between five and seven songs on a side.
Got it. Okay.
So it's one, two, three, four. Yeah, well, it's probably more than that. I think the side I played is the only one that has five songs on it.
Got it.
So seven. So it's got
about 40, 42, yes. 45, yeah.
Yeah, it's got a lot of songs.
Yeah.
I wanted to play this the last episode I did, but I hadn't had it recorded.
Oh, okay.
From the time something happened to the time we got together.
Okay.
Which was, I went to go see the Temptations.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
So a week ago,
Tuesday. Did you see him at? Downtown?
Wente Brothers.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you were out there.
So on the ticket, I didn't realize this, but on the ticket when we got them, because my brother left them at Will Call,
yeah.
It said the Temptations, and then underneath, and the Four Tops. So the Four Tops also played.
Really?
Which was, it was awesome. Yeah. I loved it. So we were waiting in line because they had a buffet type of thing.
Got it.
And my brother had got a table, so I went with my wife, and then two sisters and their husband, and my brother and his wife, and my mom and dad, and we had a table right at the front of. So they had seating, and then they had a rope. Roped, that was kind of roped off, and then they had all the tables for the people that got food, and we were right in the front there, and
nice,
really decently close to the stage. But I told my sister when I found out the Four Tops were also playing, that was, I think, the second CD I ever bought
was the Four Tops.
No, the Temptations and the Four Tops.
Oh,
it was
really?
Both of them.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was on a TV commercial, and I like I said, I loved the music, so having the opportunity to see both of them, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And both bands still have one original member.
Do they really?
Yeah, the Four Tops. So I don't know what episode it is. I was going to look and I forgot, but the episode where I did Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes.
So it would have been October of last year.
Okay.
The voice of the plant is, he was in the Four Tops.
Is that Maurice?
Levi Stubbs. I'm not sure if it's Maurice. I know Seymour is his name. Feed me, Seymour. I don't even know if it has a name. Anyway.
Okay.
But he was in the Four Tops.
Okay.
So It was awesome show.
They
sounded great. I mean, I like their harmonies and their dancing. You know, and the one guy that was an original member. I was trying to figure out. I figured if he was 16 in 1961, he said when they got together, if he was 16, that would have put him. He'd be about 74.
Yeah.
So, and I heard the people next to me in the table, they were talking, and one of them said that he said, well, 20, that would put him 78. I go, yeah, and I heard him say that, and then that's when I said 16. So he's somewhere, and I guess the guy looked it up, and it was 78. So he was 78. Looked great.
Wow.
Dude, he looked awesome. They sounded great, I think, because they've had different iterations,
right?
Where guys have left and come, and one of the guys has been there since 83, and most of them, at least three of them, one's been there from 1960 to present, one was from 83 and I think another one from 91 or something like that.
Got it.
So they've been there for a long time as what, you know, the current lineup, you know, 30 years or more.
Right.
That's a long time. My sister, we had seen Chicago there last year or 2 years ago, and she recognized like two or three of the songs, and I know one of them was a song that Peter Cetera sang, so, and it was from a movie, and that's the only reason she knew it. But I kept looking over at her, do you know this one, do you know this, and she knew at least half of them.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they have so many hits. The way you do the things you do.
Yep.
The Girl's All Right With Me, My Girl. I'm just trying to look. Beauty Is Only Skin Deep, Ain't Too Proud to Beg. I'm trying to look at the ones that I know, that I just from saying the names that everyone would know. Cloud Nine, I Can't Get Next to You, Psychedelic Shack. And then Just My Imagination, and one more song on the last song on this album, on this side, because I really like.
I can't get next to you.
I can't get. I love that song.
Me too.
That's a great song.
Are we gonna hear that?
No, we're not gonna hear that.
Darn.
No.
Dang it.
No, but I really like the one we just played, Just My Imagination.
Yeah, it's a good
song. And the last song I really liked.
Okay.
And I was hoping, you know, they played both of them. A lot of people, they know some of the words, but they didn't, like this song, I'm like, oh, they don't, the part where it's, in reality, she doesn't even know me. It's, when they sing that,
right?
And so they had people singing, and he goes, oh, I guess you guys don't know that part, and I was laughing. But I don't know, I heard him,
yeah,
and I dig that sound, and I think this really ties into my love of the Innocent Man, the Billy Joel album,
right?
I dig this sound, you know, and then the Four Tops, they have, it's the same thing, all the songs. They're
solid R&B.
Yeah.
And, very solid.
And anyway, so you want to hear the next song?
I do.
So the next song is going to be Superstar, Remember How You Got Where You Are.
Okay. I think I've heard this.
Now that you're on top,
top,
top.
That was the Temptations, I remember.
That's
such a cool sound.
It's a great sound. They could all sing.
Yep.
They harmonize. You can hear each. They have different voices, and they let. It's not like, okay, we have like Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Smokey sang, and then they were just backup. The Temptations, they all sang.
They all sang. They all had.
And they all had parts.
Yes.
I mean, I love the deep bass.
But I always liked their choreography.
And it was fun.
So it was simple.
But it looked good because they were all together in move.
Yes, it was
in unison.
Yes, and it was and they sang while they did it.
Yeah,
which I know, you know, it's more simple kind of display of choreography. Still.
Yeah, but it was funny. It was funny because one guy when they were doing it, he was all off. And they made fun of him.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they said, yeah, he's old. He doesn't remember. And
he doesn't remember dancing.
It's coming back to him. It was a great show. They sang. I mean, I think they have a new CD, which my wife got for me, and it's signed by all of them.
Oh, really?
Which was cool. Yeah.
Nice, very nice.
They sang a song that I had no clue what the song was, okay. But my sister knew what it was because it's some contemporary song.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it sounded good. I just didn't know what it was.
Got it. Okay.
But they sang all the songs I wanted them to sing and other ones that I forgot they sing this song.
Yeah.
And just hearing them harmonize and sing together was awesome.
Oh, I'll bet. So, I can just imagine.
Yeah, I like this sound. I've always liked this sound, and
it's always cool. I mean,
that bass is awesome. That funky guitar.
Yeah. Everything just sounds good, especially when it's like kind of like, I don't want to say low volume, but it's it's a very smooth sound.
They had couple piano or keyboardists. I'm trying to think. Drummer, bass, guitar, and then probably a 10-piece horn section.
Really?
Yeah. So and the horn, pretty sure it was 10. Might have been 8. But then they played, the horn section played for both bands, and then the
got it.
The they swapped out the guitar, bassist, and.
Oh, did they? Okay.
The keyboardists. But it was both.
Very cool. Cool show.
It was awesome.
How long did they perform for?
I don't know. Hour and 15 minutes. Each? Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. That's a good show.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was funny at the end.
In the mid-70s, hour and 15 minutes is a long time.
Oh, yeah. So. At the end, they said... The Temptations' last song, they said, we're going to play the Temptations' national anthem, and My Girl. I'm like, oh.
Okay.
Nice. I mean, I knew that was their song.
Right.
Because I'm trying to tell my sister, well, do you know this song? No. Do you know this song? No. She doesn't know the names. I'm like, and then I think I said My Girl. Oh, yeah, I know that one. Okay. They sing this. And then, but I kept looking because... songs that I knew that I've heard on the radio, I kept looking to her to see, and she'd shake her head, nope, don't know this one, or nod her head, yes, I know this one. So it was kind of funny.
Does your mom like it?
Oh, yeah, my mom and dad. It was awesome because my dad was, when we were, because we got food, he can't really eat too much.
Right.
So he seemed all glum and kind of...
forlorn.
Yeah, he wasn't really... you know, kind of head down. And then I looked over when they were playing, and he had a big grin on his face and cool. Was like totally into it.
Nice.
Yeah. And then same thing with the Four Tops. And the Four Tops played Mack the Knife.
Oh, they did.
And you know that song, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So I tried explaining it to some younger people the other day, and they're like, I don't know that song. Like Bobby Darin? They're like, I don't know. I'm like, okay. So they played Mack the Knife, and I guess I didn't see this, but my brother or sister or maybe both said my dad was singing to that one.
Was he really?
Yeah, so nice. That was cool. Very yeah, nice. They. I know one of my sisters was crying because my dad was having a good time. I'll go, yeah. Well, why are you crying? He's having a good time. You cry when he's not having a good time. So you just cry at both?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cover all the bases.
So, yeah, it was awesome. I really enjoyed it.
I think so, yeah.
And so after seeing him, I told one of my brother-in-laws that listens, I told him, yeah, I'm going to play this on my next show that I do. He goes, I was going to suggest that because, you know, it's cool music.
Yes, it is.
It's really cool music.
I've always felt it was cool music.
It's funky. Some of it's funky. Some of it's romantic. Some of it's, I mean, it's just, I love it.
I just say it's smooth.
It's R&B. Smooth. I love the sound. I just love the sound.
Yeah, because it's not. It's like the kind of music that you could put on. You could take these three albums and just put them back to back and mm-hmm. just play it one after
yeah,
play
and
each song after another.
I wouldn't say, oh, I like R&B. I go, I just like what I like, and this is a sound I like. But of course, I know what it is now. I knew it was Motown because that's the label.
Yeah,
but it just it was funky. I didn't know it was funky. I just, dude, I like it. Tickles my ear, and it's cool.
Yeah.
So the next song is Mother Nature.
Okay.
Mother Nature, go on and take your course. Take me with you. Hey, I wanna leave. Oh, Mother Nature, take the chains off me and long as I'm living, living. And make me feel fine. Let me stand naked in the sun, hiding from no one. Hey, Mother Nature, come on and do your. I want just a feeling, yeah, all those good things you can bring. Subdued, solid, you know, lyrical
expression is just can't be beat, I don't think.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's, and I can see people not liking that. I mean, well, yeah, if you sure. like one kind of music. If you,
pretty sure my youngest wouldn't like it.
And that's, I'm just so mesmerized by it.
Yeah.
You could just put it on.
It captures you.
Well, you know, you played Wilson Pickett a couple episodes ago.
Right.
A few, I don't know what it was, but I'm like, ah, see, I like that sound. And I think that is, it's the same kind of thing. So I told you I have that that other, I don't know, a whole bunch of R&B stuff.
Right,
it's
right.
Some double album compilation stuff. And
yeah.
I just
you can't beat it.
You know, and part of it is I don't know who sings some songs, so I can't find them. And then but on a compilation, you get, I know this song. I know a few songs.
Right. Right.
This was actually, I was looking, 400 in Rolling Stone's top 500 albums.
Oh yeah.
So, and there, I was reading, they were, this one guy was talking about, they would have discussions in school, whether a compilation or a best of counts as a real album.
Really?
Yeah. I started laughing. I go, that's the island criteria. Cause honestly, I would take this to the island
if that wasn't barred.
Multiple things. It's got great songs, so it has something for every mood.
Yeah.
Has lots of songs. And it has six sides.
Yeah.
So I would be it's on all fronts.
It's one album. One album, but it's three.
On all fronts, it would be something that was, yes, this is.
Well, I like what you said, that it covers all the kind of mood you might be in.
It does.
You know,
the last song, so there's two more songs left. The last song, for whatever reason, I've always loved it. It may not be their biggest hit, but I know you'll have heard it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And there's just something about it that, the way they all sing together. I like them all singing and all having, you can hear them
harmonizing
and just, or singing a part. So they're singing a whole sentence, but one sings three words, the next one sings three words, or, you know, they're not singing the whole thing, or they're just singing a little piece, and each person gets a little piece. So right. they shared the singing duties, and they all had good voices.
Oh, yeah.
And even when we saw him, they had this younger guy. He was probably in his
60s.
Yeah, I'd say probably his 40s, okay. Maybe his 50s.
Got
probably
it.
Not his 50. I don't know. But he was younger than one of most. The guys. But he sounded good. This one guy was older. He sounded good. This other guy looked older. He sounded good. And they all, you know, they all sang, three of them sang lead parts, as well as the, you know, everybody singing backup. And, you know, they had the deep voice guy.
Was the instrumentation played mainly by younger people?
I'd say there were some older guys in there. Some of them were like brothers or I know for the Four Tops, one guy was replaced by his brother, one guy was replaced by his junior, his son, and the other one, I swear he said, well, he liked Levi Stubbs. He said I don't know about him, how he was related, but then someone's nephew was playing guitar, so it was like they kept it all in the family.
So it was family,
which
oriented.
Was awesome.
Yeah.
And I could tell both groups, the guy that was kind of like the Paul Schaefer that was leading the band.
Right.
Both groups really got along. Like one of them, I think, is related. And the other one, I think he's been involved with them for a long time. It was fun watching them interact on stage because you could tell they, you know, actually they liked each other, or they seemed to. They seem to like each other.
Well, you know, they've got a relationship for so many years. You have to think they either wouldn't be touring together or they're that close it's no big deal. And it seems to be the latter in that case. So
I enjoyed it. So the next song is Love Woke Me Up This Morning.
Okay. I could have swore I heard a xylophone in there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either, but if it was, I mean, a cool arrangement. I like that, you know, and it goes, I think a xylophone goes with a falsetto voice, you know.
Yeah, so that kind of song reminds me more of those, the older, you know, like the crooners. Like I don't know what crooner is. Marvin Gaye.
Got it.
Where they sing.
Yes, Marvin Gaye, Al Green.
Young Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
So, and again, I like all those singers as well.
Okay.
So, I mean, clearly I played Michael Jackson.
Yes, you have.
Doesn't sound nearly as
smooth and
falsetto is that.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, but young Michael Jackson, ABC.
Yeah.
Rockin' Robin.
Yep.
Ben. So I like this stuff.
I like the Jackson 5.
I did like the Jackson 5.
You know, I wasn't a big fan of Michael Jackson.
Solo stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I dug it.
I mean, it was good. It really had a good beat.
And, I dug it.
You know, it's just, yeah. I don't know.
I dug it. Yeah, but you didn't go to, you want to go dancing.
So right.
Those are staples.
Okay, so they're part of the scene, matter what. Yeah.
I mean, even Off the Wall, I mean, that album's awesome. So.
Yeah.
But all this stuff, I just hear it, and he If you listen to an oldie station, some of this, some of it you'll hear.
Yes, there's a couple stations that I've caught where this is real kind of prominent, and it's great.
I love hearing it, but you don't hear it very often.
No.
And then again, I don't listen to oldie stations. Sometimes I'll go through and I'll try to find a station, and it'll play old stuff from the, like, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, not,
right.
90s. So it'll go, it'll cycle through, well, maybe it stops at the 80s, but it'll cycle through some older several stuff decades. Into, yeah. And usually, that's what I know I was listening when I was driving to the Bay Area, and they played on the cover of the Rolling Stone, Dr. Hook.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and that was some song. I really enjoy that song. I bought some greatest hits thing that had, just because it had that song. It had other songs. I don't know what else, but it had that song. Maybe it was like the hits of that year, and it had that song on there, and I just like that song. So
who did there used to be a song we years and years ago, I mean probably junior high school, and it was something about the levee.
The levee was dry.
Yes.
Good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing "This Will Be the Day That I Die."
Yes, that's the song.
Bye, bye.
I miss American Pie.
Don McLean.
Was that who it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. That's a song that sticks in my head from.
Yeah, you notice how I could just say the words.
Yeah.
Everybody knows those words. Bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Those good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die." Yeah?
Yeah. It's just...
Yeah.
It was played a lot back then.
They played that song a lot. That song was cool.
Yeah, it was.
It was long and cool.
Yeah. And I mean, I recall it being like, we'd go up to the snow from, like, Davis.
Uh-huh.
And... They'd play it three times on the way up there.
See,
and it was only like an hour drive.
Oh, nice.
I mean, it was on all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, and sometimes they play a song that's a hit a lot.
Yeah.
And you can switch stations and find it on
four
or five stations.
Okay, I'm tired of listening to this. Change stations. There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you ready to hear the last song?
I am.
I'm not going to tell you the name, but I played it because... I like the last song and I like the first song. So
gotcha.
There's okay. I could have picked any one of the sides and I would have been okay with it, but I wanted to play pretty much this song.
Gotcha. Thank you.
for the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. Cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone.
Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hung.
Papa
was a rolling stone, my son.
Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Yeah.
though? You heard that song?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that song.
I love that song.
That is so cool.
2 minutes before they started singing.
Really?
2 minutes intro.
Oh, yeah.
I know it was long, but I was watching because right at the 2 minute mark, that's when they started singing.
Really?
Yeah. It's almost a seven minute long song, which I've never known it was that long. Seems to go by fast to me.
It does, yeah, yeah, it does. Well, because you're listening to the story.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was always captivated by.
The one thing I've always thought, so they said when he died, all he left us was alone.
Yeah.
So I've put several different things, because it can mean all he left us alone, because, you know, finally he was gone and he left us alone. He left us alone because he was... Instead of being there, now we're alone. He died and only left us alone, so we owed money. So that's all we had to remember him by was the loan he left us. So I'm like, I don't know if they intended that.
Yeah.
That's
an interesting perspective.
I've always heard all those things in there when I've listened.
I always thought he just left us alone.
Right.
Like, he's gone, so.
And it could be that, but because if you listen to the whole story, I don't know. It's a cool song.
It is a cool song.
And it's got that funky boom, boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
It's just playing through the whole song, and
boom,
then that
boom,
guitar.
Boom, boom, boom.
And that, those horns are, I mean, there's
oh, yeah. And the cello.
Violin and
I like
or cello.
And, I like the cello sound.
And a harp in there.
That, yeah, I mean, it was a well-crafted song.
So, yeah, I hope they play this song. And I hope they did. And
they did,
yeah. And I don't think my sister knew it.
Really?
Like, I'm like, you don't know this song? But... Then I
wow!
Had, that, yeah,
wow,
as soon as it started, I'm like, I know what song this is. I was all sweet.
Yeah, I hear you.
So yeah,
I like that whole.
So they sounded really good.
Oh, I imagine
they were. I mean, I'm just talking now. I mean, on this
today,
album,
yeah.
And this is the side six of the six sides.
Got it.
That they sounded great. Ever since I don't even know how I discovered them, but
because they were actually played on the radio quite a bit.
Yeah, and maybe that's
and
the
sure
Temptations. But
I'm
once
sure
once I found them, I'm like, yeah, I like
yeah,
this
these
sound.
Guys are good. Yeah,
yeah, that's
it's always a good thing when you get that kind of smooth, creamy.
I like it smooth and creamy.
Yeah.
Okay, why do you have to go to the bad place?
Well, that's where I start from every day.
Okay. So I guess I need to ask you,
what is
wrong with you?
Where do you want me to start and how much time you got?
I guess we don't have much time.
Hey, probably not.
But yeah, I could have played any one of these sides and been...
Happy with whatever came out.
I almost played a side where I thought you wouldn't know till... Maybe the second or third song. I almost did that. Then I'm like, now I want to hear what I want to hear.
Yeah.
So I played the one side that had Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
But you know they have a lot of good songs.
Yes, they do.
And they just have a great sound.
Yes, I agree. I'm glad you brought this.
Yeah, I'm
impressed.
Yeah, it was cool. I'm laughing because the last, I don't know, few albums I've been playing are, I played Jeffrey Osborne, which is kind of R&B.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Am I going to a different part of my collection? Because my next one, I know what I'm playing next. I recorded six sides. Couple days ago.
Okay.
And I went all I'm playing this and the one I'm playing next is I think you'll know who it is, but I after listening to it I'm like, oh, because I have four or five albums by that group. And so
okay.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Nice.
So anyway, I like
cool.
I like this.
I'm glad you brought it.
Yeah. So,
because I always liked them, you know, I don't listen to them a lot. Yeah. But when you hear them, you go, oh, yeah.
Well, when you said I'm thinking Temptations, I'm like, huh, good guess. Good one. Well, that's who it is, but yeah, first pull, I was like, nice. So I may not have said it.
But. You know, it's kind of funny. Once you actually hear them, it's like you just go, oh, this is the Temptations.
Right. I agree.
You know, I mean, it's not like you go like, well, this might be a, I don't know.
Hickory Dickory Dock or, yeah. No, I know what you mean.
Smoked up, yeah, right. Yeah,
that you hear them and you're like, oh, I'm pretty sure it's the Temptations.
Yeah.
So.
Which I think surprised me because I was thinking, I'm probably going to be wrong, but I believe this is the Temptations. That's why.
You were not wrong.
I was not wrong, and that makes me feel good. That
I was like, cool. That one
made me feel like, okay, yeah, I do remember this good stuff from years gone by.
Yeah,
you know, there were '60s and '70s kind of sound, and I mean, literally born in '62, and
yeah, I think they formed in '61.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, no wonder I recall this.
Yeah.
I mean, this was, I don't think my folks were listening to this.
Mine weren't either. But it was played.
And so. As I got older, it was played. Mm-hmm. You know, so like by 72.
Oh, yeah.
They're in the probably the
That's
prime.
When they were starting, I think, doing their funk stuff.
Yeah, and by then I'm, you know, kind of preteen type.
Papa
deal
was a Rolling Stone and... Psychedelic Shack, that stuff was coming out in the early 70s. So
you can't, you know, it's kind of hard to get away from because you were hearing it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was one of those things like it'd be like if you were in utero and that's what your mom would play around, you know. You were hearing the stuff before you even had, you know, fully formed auditory senses. Yeah.
Good one.
So, you know, yeah, that was a good album to bring.
All right. Like that. So, do you have anything else?
I don't.
Say goodnight, Blob.
Thank you for bringing the album. Goodnight, Blob.
Bye.
Later.